Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang, and today I am interviewing someone on a TV set in the TBN studio in London, England. We just finished a very interesting interview, and I told him I wanted to find out about the future of Christian television, not only in the UK, but in Europe. My guest is Leon Schumann, and you'll want to listen to what he has to say about the future of broadcasting.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangelical Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up, listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there. Or just call that number one more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back. And Leon, thank you for that interview. I enjoyed your questions. You're a very good interviewer, and hopefully I can ask you some questions. So let me start by asking you about your vision for Christian television, you know, here in your London, your beautiful London studios. It looks different from what I've become accustomed to in the United States.
Thanks, Steve. And you were great to interview. And again, you know, it was a great honor. You're a game changer in the Christian publishing world and the charismatic publishing world. And we believe we call to be game changers in Christian television. You know, Matthew Crouch, myself, and a whole bunch of very bright people are working tirelessly to change the way in which we present the gospel from a television broadcast point of view. So our focus, where the previous generation have focused on access, TBN now has access to every nation around the world. That was the call that Dr. Paul had in Mark 5, you know, take the gospel into all the earth. So in this next generation, the mantle for Matthew, for instance, is how do we disciple these people? So where the previous generation worked on access, our job is to create impact. And how do we create impact? We only create impact if our product is relevant. Now, we know Jesus is always the product. That is the what. But how we speak about him, how we present him, needs to be. Our competition is not other Christian television networks, not for a second. We work with other Christian television networks, which is a whole new dynamic. We work with the United Christian Broadcasters. We work with a variety of different television networks, Rhema TV, all these amazing television networks where we want to have a spirit of unity. And then we ask, what do you have that can complement what we do? And overriding all of that, umbrellaing the umbrella over that is get the brand competitive with the major international television network brands. So if you look at Fox and HBO and all these big brands, ABC, that's our competition. We need to be able to, when people flick between the channels, there's no difference from a design point of view. When people look at content, whether it's a music show, whether it's a live music broadcast, whether it's a talk show, we need to have exactly the same quality shows. or the likes of The View, the big ones, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres, Christian, Jimmy Fallon. What does that look like? You know, that's what we're currently working on to get Christian TV, just a breath of fresh air blown in there. Just let the Holy Spirit just breathe new creative inspiration into that amazing medium called television. So the future is not what we do, but how we bring the gospel. Same message, brought in a current, relevant way where people don't have to tune out or have that weird cringe factor when we look at Christian TV.
So why do you think there is that cringe factor? You know, why is it that Christian TV has kind of gotten a bad rap? Of course, I've been covering it for four decades, all the way back to when there was, you know, first Pat Robertson with Christian Broadcasting Network. I'm assuming that his work in the United States was probably the first around the world, then followed by Paul Crouch and Jim Baker, I guess, started about the same time, and much more recently, in our country at least, Marcus Lamb at Daystar. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that you're beginning to work with different ministries, but why do you think people cringe when they see Christian TV?
Well, first of all, we need to give honor to all these great men you've mentioned. You know, so many lives have come into the kingdom because of that. So many people gave their heart. So many miracles were done through that. And it's all Holy Spirit. Let no man take honor or glory for that. But we have to celebrate the labor of these media generals, if you will. But we have to ask ourselves some hard questions. You know, I think to a certain degree, when I was doing a strategy analysis of Christian television, why so many people reject Christian TV or Christian media at large, you know, in certain areas, people have merchandised the anointing of God. We've maybe allowed certain things to filter through that we shouldn't have. And I'm not talking about any specific network. I'm talking about the wide scope of Christian television. If we do a complete analysis of, you know, where the root issue is. And I think that oftentimes we find something works and we follow that recipe, you know, and sometimes we need to be, my wife often says that, you know, we shouldn't be vomited into our destiny like it happened to Jonah. And I think oftentimes, you know, we follow the same recipe and we'll get the same result from that. If you look at secular television, there's a lot of time been spent on strategy, developing brand, how to effectively communicate with your audience, viewer engagement strategies, and we've never been good at that stuff. We've never been good at looking at all those different aspects, how to better market what we do and how to better effectively market Jesus. And you know, that's such a key focus. If we want to stay in line with trends, we have to put a strong focus on those things and change some of the financial models that's driving Christian television, change some of the pressures that we put on certain ministries in certain areas, and be smarter, be more effective, and move along with the times.
What do you expect to see in Christian media in the next few years?
I think platforms are going to change dramatically. You know, we often, you know, when I speak to younger creatives and things, just because you put a skateboard or a surfboard in a promo or in a brand, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to all of a sudden speak to a youth market. We need to be absolutely relevant, and we need to let youth speak to youth. We need to let peer groups speak to peer groups. That's what it's all about, is it being absolutely relevant, be on the pulse of what's going on, and get the right people. We can't be a bunch of gray-haired men sitting around a boardroom deciding what's going to be the next youth trend within youth media. Speak to people where they're at. Speak to people on the right platforms in the right way, because we need to activate Christians. We can't just broadcast stuff to them. We need them activated and actively discipling to the people in their area. And we can only do that if we speak to them on the right platforms in the right way, in the right vernacular.
And just in the minute or two we have left, bring us up to date a little bit, since most of my listeners won't know you. You have an accent, but it's not a British accent. So where are you from?
Originally from Cape Town, South Africa, and I was privileged to. I come out of traditional advertising. Was my history. I was fortunate and blessed enough to have a broadcast design and strategy company who was rated as one of the top five a few years ago. We were also pastors, my wife and I. We had a dual ministry. We were pastoring, but also I was in the world of international television. My company launched 60 international networks for major brands and major international well-known television networks, over 100 TV shows. And God called us into Christian TV, and he called me with these words one night. He woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "They're merchandising my anointing, and I'm not pleased." I didn't know what that meant, and the picture became a lot clearer when I started analyzing what this platform is about, what Christian television is about, what Christian content's about. And the second night, he told me, change is coming in Christian television. And I was so refreshed when I met Matthew Crouch. He's a visionary, and he's Laurie and him, they're both a beautiful couple. They have strong vision that aligned with what God had told me. And here we are in the UK. TBN UK grew in 10 months to almost 2.5 million viewers just in the UK alone. And we have a pure channel here that just preaches the unadulterated word of God. It's not polluted with anything else but that, and the content's at a whole new level. And that's all. And it started with Dr. Paul, who answered the call of the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit said, build this facility in London. And because this doesn't make business sense to people, a £15 million facility. But now, today, this is a broadcast marvel for the kingdom of God. In our first year, we produced 1,200 new original programs for the kingdom. And we work in unity with so many people. So this is truly a celebration of unity and what God's doing in the kingdom of God through media for this nation.
Well, it's exciting to be here and to see this. I don't know what I expected, but it certainly surpasses my expectations. And I just thank you for what you're doing. You're very important ministry, and I look forward to finding out more about what you're doing and maybe covering you later, but I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to record this quick podcast. So thank you for your time, and God bless you.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for all the listeners. We look forward to present Jesus on a much higher level in the future.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.